The housing crunch in Los Angeles is so dire that many residents can't afford even a one-bedroom apartment. Some groups are turning to community land trusts as a cheaper alternative to building more affordable housing. Jesse Hardman reports.
Early evening in East Los Angeles, 30 people sit in metal chairs at a community center.
Okay. ¿A quién le gusta su comunidad?
Who likes their community? A facilitator asks. Everybody's hand goes up. The group running the event is East LA Community Corporation, or ELAC. 32-year-old Roberto Garcia is an organizer there. He says there's urgency in these predominantly Latino working-class neighborhoods that surround a resurgent downtown LA.
You know, there's families living in single studios where it's like five people, and their family annual income is like $14,000 a year.
Residents are looking for a way to push back against rising rents that displace them in favor of expensive condos and hip restaurants. Garcia's goal isn't just to stabilize rents. His organization wants to own the land those buildings are on.
We want to have a tool, which is the community land trust, to be able to take land and housing off the market.
Community land trusts gained prominence in the United States in the late 60s as a way to secure land for farming and affordable housing for rural black families in the South. ELAC's trying to acquire city-owned land and turn it over to community members like 43-year-old single mom Sofia Vazquez.
Yo soy Boyo Heights. Yo no voy a abandonar Boyo Heights.
Referring to her East Side neighborhood, Vazquez says, I am Boyle Heights. I'll never abandon Boyle Heights. But a few months ago, that wasn't a sure thing for this chef who makes $11.50 an hour. Her rent went up to $1,100 a month. She couldn't afford it, so she and her teenage son had to move.
A dormirnos un día nos dormimos en el carro y otros días en casa de amigos.
Some days we slept in the car, other days at friends' homes because we were practically homeless.
Vazquez is fighting an uphill battle to stay in the neighborhood she loves.
Average rent in Los Angeles now is almost $2,200 a month.
Ron Galperin is the LA City Controller. He's a watchdog for how local taxpayer money's spent.
I've seen so-called affordable units pencil out to even as much as $700,000 a piece. That is insane.
LA could simplify some of this. It is, after all, the largest local landowner with 9,000 parcels. That's the argument Rutgers University urban planning professor James DeFilippis makes. He says land trusts fight displacement.
You do the subsidy once at the front end, and then you're done.
DeFilippis cites successful examples of land trusts in places like Boston, Cincinnati, and Burlington, Vermont. But he says ultimately, it's really hard to get cities to hand over the real estate, because it's worth so much money.
Mayoral administrations that might be supportive don't really want to do that.
What's at stake is the reason so many people want to live in a place like Los Angeles. It's diversity. East LA housing advocate Roberto Garcia says that has to extend to economic diversity.
One day I'll see families and children outside an apartment, and then the next day I'll see it boarded up, and you don't know where those families went.
Garcia says by sharing land, the city can retain its identity by becoming a more economically sustainable place to live. For NPR News, I'm Jesse Hardman in Los Angeles.